The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Hello, and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. On this chilly, slushy, rainy, snowy President's Day, February 15th, at about 4 minutes past the 3 o'clock hour if you are listening to us live. Remember that state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages anytime at coronavirus.wa.gov. You don't have to just wait for the daily briefing on 95.3. There's also lots of COVID data displays available online at doh.wa.gov/COVID-data-dashboard. If you go to wa211.org online, or if you dial 211 from a phone anywhere in Washington, you'll get linked to all sorts of resources for social, health, and financial assistance. If you dial 311, you'll get connected to the city of Tacoma. Some folks might be interested in dialing 511 to check road conditions. The state's coronavirus hotline is 1-800-525-0127. You can also text the coronavirus hotline by texting 211-211. Let's go to our state-level information for today. There are new funds available for rental assistance. It was made available for residential renters who cannot be evicted for non-payment during the pandemic, but whose rent owed is still accruing. Renters can go to commerce.wa.gov and click the Housing tab. Follow links for the associated program nearest to you. All regions in the state are now in phase two as of today. I know at the end of last week, I had announced that all but one of the regions that included Walla Walla and Tri-Cities, you know, were going into phase two. But at the end of last week, it appeared that the South Central region would remain in phase one. But a review of reporting data indicated that the region had indeed met the required 3 out of 4 public health metrics required to advance. The State Department of Health reassesses the metrics for all 8 regions every 2 weeks and will announce any phase adjustments on Thursdays. The next announcement will be Thursday, February 25th of this year for implementation and possible phase movement on March 1st. But that means that from now until the end of the month, all regions in Washington are in phase two. Regarding vaccines, Washingtonians can find out if they're eligible for COVID-19 vaccines online at findyourphasewa.org. For general information on the vaccine, you can go to covidvaccinewa.org. If you do find through Phase Finder that you are eligible and you are a King County resident, you can seek appointments online at kingcounty.gov/vaccine, or you can call 206-263-9600. Pierce County residents can sign up for email notifications in advance of future COVID-19 community vaccine events by going to tpchd.org/notify. Folks are also encouraged to contact their healthcare providers and local pharmacies to see if they are offering COVID-19 vaccines. Many places right now are prioritizing second dose appointments for individuals to make sure that folks who have already had their first dose, their first vaccine, are able to get their second dose within the requisite time period and don't have to start all over again. Moving on to Tacoma information. This evening at 6 p.m., the Hilltop Action Coalition's virtual weekly update will host Leah Ford, graduate of Evergreen State College Tacoma campus and the current health promotion coordinator with Tacoma Pierce County Health Department. It's part of the Black History on the Hill series. The meeting is streamed live on Facebook at 6, and the video is available shortly after live debut. The Hilltop Action Coalition holds virtual weekly updates each Monday at 6 p.m. until COVID-19 precautions are lifted. HAC monthly community meetings will return when it's safe to meet in person. Tacoma Public Schools is changing the way it provides meals to students. Any children up to 18 years old can still get free breakfasts and lunches through the remainder of the school year, whether they are learning at home or in a school building. Starting tomorrow, Tuesday, February 16th, meal packs can get picked up at elementary schools from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. They can get picked up at middle schools from 10 a.m. to noon. Times and stops for the Meals on Wheels meal delivery program in neighborhoods have changed. And so a new map is available online at tacomaschools.org. You just got to look for the Nutrition Services Department page. Students and anyone else entering a school building in Tacoma Public Schools are required to fill out a health survey. That means students who are learning, that means kids who are coming onto campus for athletic events or participation in any kinds of events. That also includes staff and teachers and anyone. Students can take the survey online by logging into the TPS Family app. The website is family.tpsapps.org. Students can use their school district email address to access the survey. The City of Tacoma will host a virtual Black Business Empowerment panel discussion on Wednesday from 10 a.m. to noon. The virtual event will begin with a panel of local Black entrepreneurs from Little Sister Boutique, Locals Warehouse, Campfire Coffee, Only Oatmeal Cookies, Quickie 2, and ETC Tacoma. The panel discussion will be followed by a presentation and a Q&A session regarding the second round of the Paycheck Protection Program. You can sign up for the virtual event at bbetacoma.eventbrite.com, or you can call 253-591-5621 for more information on this event. As the snow from this weekend's storm begins to melt, residents might experience localized flooding issues. Individuals can call the city's Environmental Services 24-hour line at 253-591-5585. There are numerous free COVID-19 testing sites in our region, including at MultiCare, Franciscan, and Kaiser facilities, at Community Healthcare and Seymour Community Health Centers, at Cheney Stadium, and at the Lakewood State Emissions Testing Center, and more. You can go to coronavirus.wa.gov and follow links for Find COVID Testing Near Me for specific locations. In addition to those regular testing locations, the Tacoma-Pierce County Health Department offers free mobile testing events. After a few cancellations last weekend because of the snow, they are back. So on Tuesday, February 16th, the department will be at the E.B. Wilson Apartments located at 1212 South M Street. That's just a stone's throw from the KTQA studio. On Wednesday, February 17th, free COVID tests will be offered at Anchor Church, located at 2401 South Orchard Street. And on Thursday, February 19th, they'll be at Church for All Nations at 111 112th Street East. On Friday, February 20th, the Health Department will be back at Anchor Church on Orchard Street and also at Charles Wright Academy. And on Saturday, February 21st, you can get free COVID tests in Tacoma at the MDC Child Care Food Program on 945 Fawcett Avenue, as well as in Eatonville at Salvation Army Camp Arnold and in Bonnie Lake at Bonnie Lake High School. Testing for these events runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and if you need later hours, the Lakewood State Emissions Inspection Center is open till 5:30 p.m. That's also run by the Tacoma-Pierce County Health Department. There are also some Walgreens pharmacies who now offer free drive-up rapid antigen testing for people ages 3 and up, including the Walgreens at 38th and Pacific in Tacoma. You can go to walgreens.com/COVID-19-testing to pre-register for this testing. And now, as a little bit of a nod to our wonderfully snowy weekend weather, I'm bringing to you a track called Tacoma Snow from Leanne Trevelyan. Hope you enjoy it. Here we go.
Spending all the tree branches, blanketing the road. This gritty town is turning white, and it's a heavy load, a heavy load. Oh, a heavy load. Oh, sand at sea, sailing on Commencement Bay. Or am I seeing things, colored lights and angel wings? I do believe that Claus is making his way down the falls. As the white becomes the gray, I'll have another wine, dream of spring and bide my time. Only the clouds will know of the Tacoma snow. Spending all the tree branches it's covering the wood. This gritty town is turning white, and it's a heavy load, a heavy load.
You've been listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing. Remember that you can dial 311 for the city of Tacoma and 211 for all kinds of community resources. Our phone number where you can call or text us is 253-330-8821. If you missed any part of today's Daily Briefing, you can catch our 6 p.m. replays right here on 95.3 FM or on our website at daily.ktqa.org. And if you aren't on our email list, you can go to ktqa.org/contact and let us know you'd like to be included. You can also go to ktqa.org/donate if you want to kick a few dollars our way as a token of appreciation for the all-volunteer work we're doing here at KTQA LP 95.3 FM in Tacoma. The show you just heard was pre-recorded. For more information, go to daily.ktqa.org.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.